Okay. Welcome, everybody. How's my audio this month? Oh,
Good.
wonderful. Good. First things first. Welcome, everybody, to the October 24th Governing Board meeting of the Washington County EMS Alliance. I recognize everybody that is on the screen, so I don't believe introductions are necessary. We'll move on down to the adoption of the agenda. Does anybody have any changes to the agenda, or we can get a motion to approve today's agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Same for the September meeting minutes. If you've had a chance to review those, any changes or comments? If not, motion to approve the September meeting minutes.
Everything looks accurate. So moved.
Second.
Great. Thank you. I don't see anybody, but I have to ask any public comment today?
No one that we know ahead of time.
Okay. Thank you. So pretty short agenda today in regards to just work group report outs and agency updates. So we will just get started. Jack let me know. No, he can't be here today, but he did send me some talking points on behalf of the data work group. So I will go through those for everybody. So we did meet on October 16th, and we did have a draft of the data use agreement that is multi-agency, all the fire agencies, WACA, AMR, and First Watch, and a few others. Some at the meeting had seen it, others hadn't passed it through their organizations to get review. So if you haven't seen or heard anything, please know that Jack sent an update today. Actually, as a result of the first meeting, he sent an updated DOA based on conversation at the meeting last week. So the latest draft was made available to everybody today, along with a doodle poll for what we hope is a meeting in November. And so the data work group's request is if everybody can look at the new and latest draft and get feedback back to Jack by November 14th. We're hoping that that's achievable for everybody, because I believe the meeting is scheduled later that week, if not the week of the 18th. So pretty good conversation about the data use agreement. One of the can I would maybe concern is too strong a word, but one of the elements we discussed was it was very specific to us sharing data with First Watch, and we share data other than with just First Watch. So there was some language that was contemplated being added to the agreement that was more of a larger data use outside of First Watch. Like, for example, we spent some time talking about cardiac monitor data. That's not really in the First Watch wheelhouse, but it is data we share. And so there was some broadening about what data we would and wouldn't share. So I believe some of that's been added since the last meeting. So if you get a chance, take a look and have whomever you need, give it a review. And hopefully we can get some feedback in the next few weeks. Any questions for the data work group and where we are with the data use agreement? No? Okay. Please give it a look and check out the poll for the November meeting. This is probably a real quick one. Tim, anything from regulatory documents work group?
Nope.
Nope. Figured as
Statistic.
much. Yep. Thank you. So I wasn't here last month. Thank you, Chief Gearing, for stepping up there. And from the minutes I learned, there was some discussion about the system stewardship and resource management work groups. Chief Smario is taking the lead on resource management. So, Chief, anything for the group today?
Nothing to report. We're still trying to fill out the positions on the group. And kudos to Tim for his work on that. We've got a couple more spots to fill out for both the resource management and the system enhancement.
Okay. Yeah, and I know you and Chief Weinman are kind of tag teaming the like you mentioned the system stewardship, so same status there. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Let me see. That's the work groups. Agency updates. Adrian, anything from Washington County?
Do you want me to pop in now, Adrian, or? Okay. I was going to start this update because I am going to, I've recently been given quite a bit of new responsibility within the county. My portfolio is growing. So even though this alliance is close to my heart and I've been here since the beginning, I'm going to step down and Marissa Mantle, the Director of Health and Human Services, is going to serve as the official alliance member, and Marie Bowman Davis, who's also here with us today, our public health division manager, will serve as Mira's backup. What I wanted to just share about that is you all know me, you have me on speed dial, and I am still very much available anytime that you want to connect with me or talk to me or have me attend meetings with board members. So I'm not leaving. I'm just stepping down from this committee. And I hope that you'll continue to reach out and that we'll continue to have great relationships and partnerships. And also to reassure you, Mira and I meet every single week, just about, and she can keep me informed because I know commissioners still often come to me. And so she'll keep me up to date about what's happening. And of course, you all can reach out as well. And if I'm hearing from commissioners as normal, I will reach out to you all as needed to make sure we're connecting them with the right subject matter expert. So I just wanted to share that with you all today. And I don't know if Adrian has other agency updates, but that was mine.
We're pretty thin on other updates. I will take the burden off of Chief Downey just to say, as we go into the December, November timeframe, it is that time of year to look at the chair and vice chair roles on this body. I will put the language from the bylaws into the chat just so you have it. We have separate chair and vice chair roles. They don't roll over, they don't roll into each other. They can serve consecutive years, but it's in the usually that weird November, December meeting that we would vote and then they take over in January. So putting that out there so folks know. I think that's all the updates that we have from our program, unless, Tim, you have anything else to add?
No, nothing major to add. I think it's just kind of steady state.
Well, sounds good. Thanks. And Marty, thank you for all your time with us. It's been a very busy last few years, especially. And you've been, well, I know. When I started 7 years ago, you were there at the EMS Advisory Council and way before that, I imagine. So,
thank you.
Thank you for everything and your guidance and experience in helping us get to where we are and where we're going.
Thank you.
Let me see. Mark, anything from WACA?
Well, good afternoon, everybody. I think the... we'll go back to the standard staffing issue. That's the update from WACA. We had, as I shared with many, and I think you've heard over the last 5-6 months, we'd picked up, excited about the hiring, changing, getting more candidates. That was going pretty good. We had hired 3, then 2, then 6, and we have 3 candidates that are scheduled to start just prior to Thanksgiving. That part was the exciting part. The unfortunate part has been in the last 45 days, we've lost 5 skilled, trained, soloed people. So even when we have, you know, we have the challenges of so many in the pipeline, which is a need we have to get through, it's created, you know, like we knew it would, when you get this many trainees in the system, and now we have upwards, we're somewhere around nine to 11 in the trainee ballpark, which takes a coach, which draws resources. And so it's a challenge. Of the last five, we had one family issues just needed to make a change. We've got a couple that picked up with our neighbors over at either one of the police departments or the court. It's exciting to go to a 8-to-5 Monday through Friday job, different level of stress. I appreciate that. One went to a different communication center closer to where they live, but nonetheless, that loss of five is a lot of hours of coverage. We are running short daily. We had planned a promotion for training coordinator as an example, and we have to suspend the promotion. We need the training coordinator, but we need the person, their skills to work a shift more important. So that's really in-house every single day right now is a challenge. Every requirement that we need to have somebody go to training for, you're trying to evaluate, is it possible to get away with not doing it? Can we skip it? Can we delay it? Running spots in 2-hour spots every single day, down two, down three, down four. So hard times, difficult right now, but that's the core of what we're faced with. Sorry for the negative nanny, but that is really, I just think about every discussion each day, it's surrounding or it's involving what to do about staffing, what adjustments to take. We're right in the middle of bargaining. Today's a negotiation day, so the rest of the team not on the call or participating here is in bargaining, which of course both sides, everybody understands how difficult it is, but that's what we have going on. Those are the things. Unless there's somebody else is thinking about, that's all I'm focusing on. So that's all I'm thinking about right now. Anyway, sorry. Thanks, Chief. Back to you.
Thank you, Mark. Let's see. I don't see any of the medical directors today. So let's go to AMR. Zach?
Afternoon, everybody. Nothing major from the AMR side of things. Staffing wise, we're really close to where we want to be, you know, ebbs and flows. We lose somebody here, we gain somebody. As far as our total staffing numbers for paramedics, we again are where we want to be, but we've had to get a couple of them finished up through training. We had one start this week. Nice thing is, the college has kind of started to finish up around the same time. So probably looking around January, about 5 of our current EMTs are going to be upgrading over to paramedic. And it sounds like, the next cohort, at least from the NCTI standpoint, we have 9 of our EMTs currently in medic school over there. So that will help out drastically. Other than that, no major updates from us.
All right. Thank you, Zach. Larry from Metro West.
Yeah, good afternoon. We're doing really well. We've got at peak 24 ambulances deployed and 26 wheelchair vans, and we are continuing to hire. Retention's been really great. Looking to add another 6 ambulances, another 10 vans. We got the physical resources. We just got people in training waiting to get out to continue to get those resources in the field, but things are progressing really well.
Thank you, Larry. Go around to each of the fire agencies. Chief Geary, anything today from Forest Grove?
Thank you, Chief. Just to echo your comments, Marnie, thank you again for the support that you provided. I think we're in a much better place. And just to add that the First Watch conference, I thought was really good, and learned a few things, and even more importantly, got to know Tim and Chief Smario and Ben and a few others a lot better. And I think there's a lot of value there. So thanks for that. And I would encourage everybody to attend if they can. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Chief Geary. Chief Weiss?
Well, thanks to Marnie, of course, for her partnership. She's been awesome throughout the whole bringing up the alliance and moving forward with things. So I really appreciate her perspective. And then Tuolumne Valley Fire and Rescue nominates Dave to continue on. Thank you.
Oh, gosh. How did I not know that was coming? let's see. Andrew, anything today from Banks?
Nothing from Banks. Unfortunately, I wasn't supposed to be on this meeting, but Chief is currently dealing with a brush fire, so he asked me to step in, so I don't have any updates from him.
Okay. No, thank you. Let's see. From Hillsborough, I guess our really only update is we have a change coming in our battalion chiefs at the first of the year. One of our shift BCs is retiring, and our current EMS chief, Chief Vetch, is going to move back to shift work. He'll be on A shift. And our new EMS chief will be Ben Tanner. Some of you might know Ben, longtime field provider, great paramedic, and excited about being the EMS chief. So Chief Espinosa and I are going to work with him, and Chief Smario, that might be another resource we have for some of the work group work we have, but he's ready to jump in with both feet, and he'll do a great job for us, both in the department and for the system here starting in January. So
perfect, Tim, get that written down quick in paper.
it's already there.
So that's really the only update, unless Chief Espinosa, unless you might have something additional for us.
Negative at this time. I think things have been running pretty smooth within the EMS world lately. So thank you.
Thanks. Let me see. That's everybody. Yeah, I thought it might be short today, but I didn't know it would be like 20 minutes short. But so as far as good of the order, the only thing I really had was we also have a poll out for when we would host the next meeting, since we don't do both in the November and December meeting. And I think the three date options are December 2nd, 9, and 16. Thank you, Yira, for helping me with the doodle poll that I struggled mightily to get through. But if you haven't yet, please let us know what date might work best for the group in December. Let's see. With that, is there anything else from anyone or for the good of the order?
I would just say if you're interested, or one of your, if your backup or your primary, depending on who you are, is interested in chair or vice chair, I don't know, let me know. We can toss it onto the agenda for the in-between meeting. I do know Chief Downey, I think you're potentially taking on another leadership role elsewhere, so may not be a candidate this year.
Not like outside of Hillsborough.
No. No.
We don't need any rumors.
Fire Defense Board, right?
We don't need any rumors. Maybe. Well, we'll see. My term's coming up there, I have a feeling. So sure. I'll change one for the other if it comes to that. So.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so let me send it my way. I'm happy to put things on an agenda if folks are interested. I think Chiefs Gearing and Downey, you can bout just on a super heavy lift. It's just a little bit of fame. That's all for me.
All right. Anybody else? Okay. Thank you, everybody. And we enjoy the, enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday week. And we will see everybody in early to mid-December. All right.
All right, thank you, everybody. Thank you.